Our Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tadman with you, and we're now joined by Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach. That is Matt Simmons. It's presented by First State Bank, and the Cause playing some really good basketball here in the last couple of weeks. Now 13-3 overall. They're 8-2 in Big 7 league play. Another victory under their belt on Tuesday night at Royal Valley. Never an easy place to play when you go on the road to Royal Valley, but the Cause win it 60-57. Cameron Kniper, the last second three to give the Cause the victory, and just a thrilling game. And coach, let's start there. Kind of lead us up to that last play, just how the game went, the ebbs and the flows, and ultimately what led to Cam's last second three that won you the game.
Well, it was back and forth the whole game. I think we were up one at half and came out, and then in the third quarter, I know they went up six at one point. It was just a battle. It was just back and forth, and they played very, very hard on both ends of the floor. We had no answer for Daniel Coleman. He had 30 on us last night, and it just kind of came down to who's going to have the ball last, and ended up being a tie game, and we had about 16 seconds left and called our last timeout. We kind of knew what we wanted to get, and then they came out and did a good job kind of confusing us and going into a matchup zone, and so we just, we knew we just wanted the last shot, especially with it being tied. And so Cam did a good job understanding the clock, understanding the situation, and not the best look in the world, but got a clean look at it and stepped up and made a really tough shot to win in a really tough place. I mean, that was just really fun game, really exciting. And I've been on the other side of that. So, I have a lot of respect to Royal Valley, how they, battled us, and it was just a really good game.
Again, talking about Royal Valley, they get all the way to the state championship in 3A. They lose their sensational starting five, and everyone maybe kind of thinks that they're just not going to be up to snuff this year, but that's by far and away not the case. This Royal Valley team, I think, has kind of exceeded expectations and could be one of the bigger surprises in the league this year.
Yeah, I think it's easy to look and say, well, with those five gone, they may be down, and they may be down, compared to the group they had last year, but they went to the state championship, so there's a lot of teams that are down compared to them. I knew, going into the season, the coaches and players in the Big Seven from the years before, and they have some guys on that team that played some really, really big minutes and big role on the state championship contending team, and they're coming back with a winning culture, and Coach Brown's won everywhere he's ever been. He understands, how to take away what you do well. He understands to get the ball in the right spot. Very, very good coach, very good group of kids who play really hard. And we knew, I've never been a part of a team that's gone in and won in that building, so we knew how hard it would be. And we were just fortunate to have the ball last and hit a big shot.
Again, 60-57, that final. Seven straight wins now for your team. Do you feel like you're playing your best ball right now?
Yeah, we need to clean up some stuff still. We get a little stagnant sometimes. We don't move well. We sometimes take some really bad shots. And down the stretch, we hadn't been in too many very close games this year. And we did some things that were just not really smart winning basketball plays down the stretch. Threw one out of bounds for no reason and tried to break a press and throw it ahead and kind of got fouled when we didn't really need to. And so I think it's a really good thing that it happened. Obviously, you're grateful you came out on top, but we needed to be in a really close, tough game on the road in a tough environment, because with the sub-state coming up, I doubt there's going to be any games that aren't close, if you're competing at a high level, where you want to be in the sub-state. And we needed that, because now we can learn from some mistakes we made down the stretch of a really close game.
Finally, Coach, real quick, before we get you out of here, Nemaha Central, second go-around with the Thunder on Friday. You get them at home. Very close in the first meeting back on December 16th. You guys won it by five. What's different maybe with this Thunder team now here in early February, and what's the expectation for round two?
Well, that Coach Thomas is going to have them playing their best basketball right now. Another winning program, a bunch of kids who have been on the teams that have won a lot of games in the last couple of years. They're playing really well at the moment. They've been in a lot of close games, so they know how to win close games. We're happy to be at home, in front of our home crowd. We hope that gives us some extra juice. But we just got to be prepared to guard their offense, to try and get their big kids stopped. And, last time, they played us in a zone and we were just really, really bad and took some bad shots, and we're fortunate to come out of that with a win. So learn from those mistakes and hopefully keep this thing rolling on Friday.
Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons joining us. Big win on Tuesday at Royal Valley with the last second three. They try to keep the momentum rolling on Friday at home against Nemaha Central. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.